The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, best-selling author and health expert Jordan Rubin reveals the health benefits from natural remedies found in God's creation.
And I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me.
Welcome to Wellness Wednesday here on Life Today. We're excited to help you take control of your entire health. Today, we're focusing on your physical health, which has direct implications on your emotional and your mental well-being. And Tammy, you know, these programs with Jordan Rubin are some of the most popular programs.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I've gotten the chance to sit down with him with you two before, and I absolutely love him. What he's been through, Randy, and how he's used so many of these natural remedies to help him get from A to B, and just kind of that healing journey that he's walked through. I love that he shared that with us, and he shared so much of that in these books.
Yeah, and he sat down with my parents recently, talked about his personal health struggles, which are, I mean, they're very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you may be going through. Maybe you're just saying, you know what? I want to take better control of my health. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a guide for you right here, very practical. Maybe you're having some difficulties and you just need some information. We're just going to load you up with information so that you can make the best decision.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you how to get natural remedies. Enjoy this program.
Well, Jordan Rubin is back with us. I couldn't believe it. He said it was 13 years ago. My goodness, we must have been so young. We are. Hey, listen, he came in and talked about the Maker's Diet. He came back and talked about your journey to wellness. But boy, it's been a while since he's been here. And he's been to hell and back in some ways because he's had to fight something nobody wants to fight. But because of the fight, he's able to help a lot of people win. Natural remedies. In the back of this book, this is amazing. Every one of the products, natural products, is listed, and where you find what it does, the page, and listen, this is unlike any book. It's just magnificent. It's not only everything is just laid out where you can read about how things work. Here's one on weight gain and obesity and essential oils, cinnamon, grapefruit, ginger, black pepper. My goodness, all the different oils that work. I mean, it's the most amazing that we want to give you this. We've got a body that God has said is His temple, and we need to take care of it. We haven't done a good job. We've hurt the temple of God. But now then we realize, okay, we can actually, Betty, we're now going toward our late 70s. I mean, we've been here a long time, you know, we're on our way for a century. And we want to be strong because we want to point people to the healer and to the answer. And that's what we're doing. Well, man, we're learning. And I'm excited about it. And Jordan Rubin's come back to bless us, even though, like I said, he's been to hell and back. But he's also had some really great things happen when he came out on the other side of hell with the challenges, but also something's happened in the family. I mean, tell us about the children. Jordan Rubin is here. We're just at all, everybody's standing and clapping all over the place. Jordan, we're just so glad to see you. What's happened with the family's growth?
Yes, well, when I was here last time, my wife and I had one amazing son, Joshua, and since we've added 5 adopted children from age 7 to 22. And when we entered that amazing fraternity that you know well of bringing a child into our home, the good news is there's no biological clock there. So people say, are you done? And we say, we've never turned one down yet. So the Lord's brought us some amazing kids. And it's been a challenge. But what I can tell you is understanding natural health and how we're able to help people physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. There's not a day, there's not an hour that goes by where I'm not using a natural remedy that we write about in this book for a boo-boo, for a headache, for a sniffle. I mean, it list goes on and on. So we're extremely blessed to have tools to raise these children to be world changers, because every one of them have trauma, whether it was in the womb, knowing what it's like to be unwanted, whether it was being raised by someone who didn't properly have the tools to care for them. So every one of our children has struggles, and we have been able to work through them by God's grace and His provision, which is part of the natural remedies He's given for all of us.
You know, if this audience could be here, they would have interrupted what you were saying with applause for your love for the children who've been challenged. And I mentioned you've been to hell and back, and it wasn't because you got a house full of kids. It can make sometimes life seem like hell. But the point is, you've had a disease that most people never want to hear. Tell us about it.
Well, a year after our last program, I was on a one-year tour in a 45-foot bus, like you'd travel to do concerts. I was doing seminars, ministering in churches, doing book signings, and recording a TV program for Christian television. And during this time, the middle of it, we'd already been to 150 cities, I started to experience some pain, and I thought it was a hernia. We were about to tape a program with professional athletes. I was gonna get involved and pretend I could hang with them. I was all excited, but I was being held back. And I ended up going to a physician, told him I thought I had a hernia. He agreed, but he said, you may wanna have a little exploration when they fix that hernia. And I remember being wheeled out from the hernia surgery, and my mom was there, and I didn't remember her coming to the hospital. This was kind of a minor thing, and the doctor said, you have cancer. Now, mind you, I had written a book on cancer the year before. I'd helped people with cancer, coached them, and my world was rocked. But I thought, well, perhaps it was a surgery that removed whatever was there, and it's kind of a long story how this occurred, but I went to the oncology appointment with my wife, and the doctor laid this out, and I said, I believe God's gonna heal me naturally and supernaturally. I'm not going to go the conventional route. And he looked me and my wife in the face and said, if you don't do conventional treatments, there is a 100% chance you will be dead in 3 months. Mm-hmm. Not 98, not 50, and instead of just wailing or shrinking down, the doctor left the room to go get some paperwork, and I told my wife to stand at the door, and I got on my face, and I quoted something that I have probably a dozen times before, Job chapter 1, verse 21, and I said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I did that because Job, and his reaction to losing everything, was to get on his face and say, you are God, and I don't understand this, but I'm gonna give you glory, and whatever happens, it's in your hand. And I'll never forget that. I call it Job's prayer, and I've done it, as I said, about a dozen times when insurmountable odds, the sucker punch, the life gets sucked out of you, you don't know what else to do, and you just go to your knees. And I then began a 40-day journey in physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness. I put everyone and everything out of my life that represented anything contrary to God's word. And I stopped praying, Lord, if it's your will to heal me, and started saying, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. I had a great team at my company at the time, and I sat them down. Some were believers, some weren't. And I said, here's what I'm going through. And they freaked out. And I said, God has healed me. He's gonna manifest it. They didn't understand the words, but I started praying, and I put together a compilation of scriptures that I prayed 3 times a day to put the devil on notice and give God the offering to heal me. I disconnected from work, spent 12 to 14 hours a day with the right foods and detoxification protocols. I forgave everyone I needed to and asked for forgiveness for those that I needed to. I dealt with past memories. It was a comprehensive program, and I had joy and peace and faith 97% of the time. I was very convicted to be followed by physicians. I got regular blood work done. scans at the same radiology center because I wanted this to be a documented miracle. And when I would get a phone call from the lab director, I would look at my cell phone and every time my hand would shake. It was like I was walking on water until that call came. And I could list so many instances that I probably had more joy than someone who had a huge house and had everything. And here I was facing a death sentence, but I determined, I chose life. I didn't understand a lot about what happens and what could happen, but I knew one thing, that God had a plan for me. And I continued to confess what I believed and what I wanted to happen. We're so quick to talk about what we don't want to happen. We talk about our disease more than our healer. We talk about our challenges more than our victory. And I just decided I'm going to set all that aside and I'm going to move forward with God. One thing that I did that I'm so excited to share with your partners and viewers, in this Natural Remedies book, the Lord gave me this, I'll call it a body therapy, and I call it By His Wounds. And we take essential oils that you could buy in any store. These are herbs and spices. And it requires another person to be with you because the power of human touch is amazing. Someone you love, and you put drops of oil on all of the places where Jesus was pierced or where he was wounded. You end with 39 strokes on the back, 40 lashes minus one, while you play worship music. And I'm getting chills. I did this 40 consecutive days, had somebody do this for me for hours. And I fought. And I told only a small group of people because I was already an author, already, you know, had a company and an audience, but I couldn't even handle the weightiness of people's prayers. When people wanted to wish me well, or when people were concerned about, well, are you sure you should do this? And are you sure you shouldn't do that? We had just adopted two children. They were 3 months old. I had a three-year-old at the time, and I was told by a medical professional and then another one that you have terminal cancer and you're going to die if you don't do it this way. I did it God's way. I never looked back. They say 5 years is a cancer cure. This is 12 years, and best of all, I've brought people with me. There's a man that I met a year later, introduced by a good friend of ours, John and Lisa Bevere, pastor in California, who was 50% chance of dying, had a massive church in California, young man, wanted to see God's purposes in his life. He followed the program, and now today, some years later, he's healthier than he was when he was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that I don't understand, James and Betty, and I was talking to Bruce backstage. I've held a good friend in my arms doing CPR while he breathed his last breath, while his newborn first child was 3 days away from being born. I don't understand it, and I never will in this life. But what I do know is, as long as I'm breathing and as long as someone watching has a will to live, there's hope. And this Natural Remedies book is really a combination of physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional healing, whether you're dealing with toenail fungus or multiple sclerosis. There is hope. But beyond the natural remedies, the giver of life, he desires for us to live our fullest. And I don't know how many days that is, but I'm going to go kicking and screaming until it's time. And I want to be standing like Moses at 120 years of age with my eyes bright and my strength still within me. I want to be like Caleb at 85. I'm 45 now. This is pretty cool. So I quote this every morning. I will be stronger at 85 years of age than when I was at 45, because that's what Caleb said when he went to conquer 40 years. So I said, I'm going to be the strongest I've ever been at 45 to set the bar high for 85. It's possible, and everyone wants it. It's time to take hold of it. I had my back against the wall. Not everyone watching does. Maybe there's a small challenge. Maybe your child has ADD or autism. There's hope, and there's healing. And it starts with the healer.
I want to just say thanks. I need to talk to you a minute. He's not giving you a perfect formula. He's not giving you the guaranteed cure. He's talking about the perfect person. He's talking about the power and the person we trust. Not a formula, not a practice. He's giving you things that he did that were in themselves even a testimony by the oils on the wounds. But it was a trust that, you know, by his stripes, his wounds were healed. He just simply said, in my journey, the Lord took me here. And we lost a daughter to cancer, never knew anybody that believed God more than she did. I couldn't help but find myself thinking, I wish she could have heard this. I wish she could have known it. And I really do. But she's looking down right now. If my daughter could shout something to all of us, she'd say, Mom and Dad, tell them don't miss this. I'm seeing my little grandbaby girls. And I'm rejoicing forever. But listen to Jesus, not Jordan or James or Betty. And just know there are things that God does use to heal us. And I'm just telling you, I don't know what you're going through, but boy, this guy's been through it. I mean, we've been through suffering. Betty and I know what it is to have a broken heart and to fight challenges and help people fight them. But I am telling you right now, if I could just pull you up, I would want you to hear what Jordan heard. I'm going to get God's arms around me, and I'm going to walk it out, and I'm not going to put people down if they go a different journey. And if this doesn't end the way I want, please don't put me down, because I'm lifting him up. That's all he's doing. That's what the natural, God-given, supernatural remedies from the natural. I hope and pray you get these natural remedies. Jordan, if our audience was here, they'd be standing shouting, thanks be to God for your testimony. I'm praying that what happened to you will happen to hundreds and even thousands, if not millions of people watching. Your whole life changed.
You know, we don't know what you're going through, but we know that God is walking with you through whatever situation. And by the way, if you just want someone to talk to, pick up that phone. There's someone that will pray with you. I don't know, maybe you're facing a health crisis right now. And you're desperate for an answer. I can't promise you anything medically. I can't promise you that adjusting your diet will have an exact response. We know some general things, but what I can promise you is that God will never leave you or forsake you. He is right there with you. So, Tammy, I know the idea of wellness is a big one. But I think that's so much of what God, you know, the whole message of Scripture, wholeness.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I want people to get the book if they're interested in that. And more importantly, I want them to join us as we offer wholeness and wellness to so many people in need.
Absolutely, Randy. I mean, it's everything we believe in here at the ministry is people being whole, people being free, people being well, whether it's helping you on that journey or we're out there on the mission field helping people as much as we can every single day to save, to rescue, to restore. It's what we're doing right now. There are so many that need us, that are living in darkness, that are crying out for somebody. They're crying out for hope. They're crying out for somebody to help them, to rescue them, to reach them, and to restore their very lives. We have some people on the ground right now that are doing that very thing right now. And you and I can be a part of that. Take a minute and watch this.
For over two decades, Life Outreach has been locating children at risk of starving to death because of food insecurity or dying from drinking diseased water. In our reaching out to the overlooked, we made a discovery of children at risk not from starvation or waterborne diseases, but of something straight from the pit of hell. Children at risk of falling prey to sex traffickers. Once we had seen the tragic toll it had taken on its young victims, there was no turning back on our entering the war against human trafficking. Life Outreach now has mission partners on six continents who are actively engaged in one or more programs of rescuing and restoring survivors who fell prey to sex traffickers. Another of our programs is using preventative programs in schools and rural villages to reach out and educate the most vulnerable who are at risk of being trafficked. Once the children are rescued, our mission partners lovingly care for them through Christ-centered restoration programs. This is a war fighting the evils of sex trafficking, and it is far from over, with many battles ahead. Our continued fight depends on the support of those who will stand with our partners and us, so those at risk will never have to endure the horrors of becoming a victim of sex trafficking.
It is a beautiful picture when we see that child restored, when we see them rescued from the darkness, when we see them given a hope and a future, and oftentimes the skills to make that future possible. I love to see a beautiful outcome made possible by viewers just like you. But at the same time, Tammy, I know there are so many more in need, and I think we got to reach that one more.
There are so many more in need. First of all, thank God for lots of different ministries out there, Randy, that are chasing after these bad people, and they're chasing after these children and getting them back. That's why I love being here at Life Outreach International. It's hard trips for me when I land in a foreign land, and I'm about to see things that I've never seen before. I've been in the presence of so many children that are crying out for help, that are crying out for hope, that are crying out to be rescued, that are longing to be restored and have no idea how to even get there. When I'm with these kids, I just keep thinking, have we done everything we could do? We know they're out there. Have we gone after them? Have we done what we can do? Now, I know not everybody can get on a plane and go, but God has given us an opportunity at this amazing ministry to partner with our missionaries that are on the ground right now, that are actively going after these children to save their very lives. And they've asked us to come alongside them. They're waiting. They're on the streets. They're in the home helping to restore their lives, but they're waiting for us.
She talked about going into foreign lands, and we do that, obviously. The images you're seeing are from overseas. We fully recognize that we have trafficking right here in our country.
Yeah, that's right.
And much of our rescue life outreach, we do things here in our own country. Mm. But we also have tremendous governmental resources and other people on the ground addressing this in our own country, in many countries, Canada, Australia, and the like. We are going into places where they don't have the resources that we have here.
Yeah.
Where if we don't go, nobody's coming. Mm. What you're doing through Rescue Life, whether you're reaching with the education programs, whether you're rescuing by knocking down doors with local police, or restoring, which is to give that skill and to give the gospel, which is another key component, the gospel of Jesus Christ to these people. Someone's come and said, we want to give a huge gift right now. We want to match all the gifts that viewers of Life Today, just like you, make towards this outreach. So listen, that $320,000 matching gift that has been so generously given to this organization to reach these young boys and girls, that means that your gift today will be basically doubled in impact. We parse it out like this. A $128 gift today will help reach, rescue, or restore two children. And that just is the average numbers that it takes for the overall program. The bottom line is this. The more you give, the more children we can help.
Yes.
I'm asking you to go online, go to the phone today, and just make the best gift you can, whatever gift that is, because God gave His best to us. Mm. We want to give our best to those in need, and we can only do it when you partner with us. So please, go online, go to the phone. If you can make that $1,280 gift, that's wonderful. You can do more than that, that's great. But just do what God has enabled you to do and put on your heart to do, knowing that you will make a difference in a child's life today.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms, receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs, and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I do hope you will go online or go to the phone right now. The situation is urgent. There are so many in need, so many that need to be reached, rescued, restored to wholeness. Mm-hmm. God has a plan for wellness, for wholeness. Yes. We can be well and whole, and we can only reach those with your help. You can also do something for your wellness today. When you make that gift, request Natural Remedies by Jordan Rubin, and we will gladly send it to you. And Tammy, I just love the response of people saying, I did this,
yes,
or I'm doing it,
yes,
and I feel better.
Oh, it's so important to take your health back, and we're giving you the tools to help you do that. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
They ask for everything, promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
Tomorrow, James and Betty talk about the depravity of the world and what we can do about it by showing others God's unconditional and redemptive love.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.